Practice Radio. DAB is the station for you, whether you're an opener or a corkhead.
Got a special guest in the studio, and it is Dr. Emily.
Dr. Emily, whoa.
Well, you've got glasses on today.
They make you look like glasses on today.
They make you look like a doctor.
Do they?
Yeah,
they I'll take that. Yeah. If I look smart, then I am smart. That's how it works, right?
that's exactly it, yeah. How are you today? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. No, nobody's asked me how I was today, with the exception of Maggie.
Yeah, the doctor has, don't worry about it.
No, thank you, doctor. Well, you would, wouldn't you? Now, you represent the Isle of Wight Council. How many years have you worked at the council for?
Five years.
And can we mention what you... Because you were talking about what you were going to do or what you were doing.
Yeah.
And can we mention that?
Because you want to.
You've decided that didn't want to do that, we're going to go down the council route, and you've never looked back.
No,
so
and
what,
I probably
what were you doing before?
So I did psychology as a degree, undergraduate degree, and then I went on and did a master's in forensic psychology because I was really interested in all of that stuff. So that was the route that I was heading down. And I was actually telling you out there that forensic psychology is interesting, but I also really liked investigative psychology. So, you know, the psychology around police interviews and memory, witness memory, and all of that cognitive psychology stuff.
So are you still, and I know that's like a huge step to the, you know, in a different direction completely, but are you still like, I don't know what, I'm guessing you'd be working people out?
No, actually, not really.
You've left it behind.
Yeah, maybe, probably. I don't think I ever really did figure people out. I just like the subject. Yeah. But psychology is in sort of everything. So I feel like it was a really good degree to set me up for any kind of job, including HR. You know, it's a people profession. So actually getting an idea of how behaviour and brains and all of that sort of work set you up for quite a lot of stuff anyway. It was quite a good career path. The forensic psychology was probably a bit more niche, but you know, the police interviews, that kind of crosses over into recruitment because I can think about interview techniques and how to get the best out of people in terms of an interview room and nerves and all of that sort of stuff. It's the same sort of principles, it's just, you know,
it's fascinating. Yeah, it really is. And there is obviously a reason for mentioning it, because at some point in all of our lives, we all, I don't know, well, most of us will take a totally different direction and shock a few people, and that's what you did.
Yeah, basically.
And the message is quite simple. You can, and it works.
And you don't know until you try it. I didn't think that I would be in HR, and actually, I really enjoy my job. I really like my job, and I, like you say, I don't think I'd look back.
So you've taken a totally different direction, and you're going in that direction. You love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is great news, isn't it?
It is.
Really is. All right. So let's just recap. Just remind everybody what you do, what your role is at the council.
Yep. So I work in HR in the recruitment team. I support Katie, who's normally here with me, with all things recruitment for the council. Yeah, that's kind of like the big overview.
Okay, so and Katie's she's done her back in, is that right?
She has, so she's sadly at home recovering. Bless her.
All right, get well soon, Katie.
She'll like that.
Yeah. I don't think she likes the snigger afterwards. There you go. So there is an event that's happening very soon.
Yes, on the 16th of September. It's a Wednesday from 10 till 2 at Lord Louis Library, and it's our annual Care and Health Careers Festival that we put on every year.
And you did do one of these in May when it was really, really hot.
It was.
Which was an extra.
I think I got a tan, stood outside.
Really?
That was the first tan of the year.
Really? Yeah, nobody went inside. They all stood outside.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is the normal one. This is the one that you would normally do in the September, and it's always busy.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot cooler. Kids gone back to school and so on. So this is happening at Lord Louis Library again?
Yes.
Yep. And how many people are you expecting to turn up this time?
God knows. I will take whatever we can get. But we've got about 19 vendors, including obviously the council. We've got all the different NHS trusts. And I get this really confused because I know it's all just split. But we've got like the Ireland NHS Trust, the Isle of Wight NHS Trust. There's the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Health Services. I can't remember if that's the acute or the Isle of Wight one's the acute. People up there will know. I don't know. But those two separate ones are coming. We've got NHS professionals and then NHS working towards wellbeing there as well. So that's quite a big chunk of NHS. We've got a big chunk of council. And then we've got some other people. So from the care sector, we've got Right at Home, Trusted Home Care, Apex Prime Care, Sierra Care, Home Instead, Acorn Care, White Home Care. And then we've also got the colleges. So we've got HTP College and the Isle of Wight College. And then we've got AGK and some volunteering there as well.
Crikey, that's broad, isn't it?
It is really broad. All in the care and health sector.
And when you think of some of those ones that you mentioned towards the end there, I think, crikey, what's that got to do with care and stuff? Mm-hmm. But obviously HTP has.
Well, HTP and Isle of Wight College will obviously be there promoting their courses in like healthcare and social care and things like that. So that's what capacity they're in. So we've got, you know, employers, we're going to have training providers, volunteering organisations, all of that covered.
Excellent. Ooh. And I know that there are one or two students coming here from HTP, so they may be involved in that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the NHS and it's broken off into different sections. Do they, when they arrive, are they one side, the other, a lot of the other side, they glare at each other, or are they
I don't think they're glaring at each other, but I don't think they're working together. I think we're going to put them on separate tables. So you will need to go visit Isle of Wight NHS and Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Health Services separately to get information from both, because they're no longer a joined unity, I think is the best way to put it.
That's very confusing, isn't it? But
yeah, you know, I will wrap my head around it eventually. I'm sure once I speak to these people on the 16th, it'll make so much more sense. But yeah,
what can people expect when they turn up? Mm-hmm. What can they expect? Who should come along, first of all?
Absolutely everybody. If you think that you would be an excellent fit in care and health, if you're looking for any sort of job in the sector, and it's not just, you know, care roles or social workers or whatever, it can be administration or it can be maintenance support. There's all sorts of jobs in this sector. Cooking, you know, cooks for the care homes, all sorts of jobs. So if you're looking for maybe a change of career and you're not sure where to go, this is a really good place to come and find out whether or not this sector's for you. If you've just left school and you're not sure what your next steps are, come and talk to all these people. Or if you're just looking, like I say, for a volunteering opportunity, you're not quite ready for paid work, or you've done paid work and now you just want to find a nice little volunteering job, this is also the place to come, because there's just so much for everybody.
Yeah, and we should make the point of okay, you're a special kind of person if you can do all the intimate stuff and be a carer.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and that might not necessarily be some people. Mm-hmm. You know, just say, for instance, if you just want to do some clerical work, as you said, you won't get near wiping a bum.
Yeah, exactly.
That is something else that you'll be doing. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, you think, oh, it's just a load of people that are going to be, you know, real proper carers and so on. No, there is an element of those proper carers have to have certain things in place, and that's where you come in with, you know, maybe keeping a diary and paperwork and so on. So,
but we also do want the carers to come in as well. You know, that's so important, and the work is so meaningful and inspiring, to be honest, and we do want those people to come in. There is such good carers on the island, so you know, it's well worth coming along. And I think I've seen, actually, having been to quite a few of these events now, that, you know, if you're looking to maybe work into the care and health sector and maybe get a nursing qualification, care homes are also a really great way to do that. You can go in and you can earn a lot of really good skills and qualifications that can progress your career. It's, you know, it's about careers versus jobs, isn't it? That you can come in to a job and then build a really, really meaningful career from that job. And I think caring is such a great way to do that.
The more I think about it and the more we talk about it, the more I think, crikey, you're never ever going to be, if you're like a carer and you're good at what you do, you're never ever going to be without a job, because we're always going to need carers and more so in the future.
We're all growing up, we're
an aging, don't look at me like in that sinister way, you're all growing up.
I'm nearly 30. I'm getting there.
so you know, there's a lot more people that are going to need a lot more care, and we're going to need a lot more carers to do that, because as I say, we're an aging population.
And also supporting families, isn't it? Because, you know, a lot of people move to the island to retire, and that's absolutely lovely, but they might not have their families around to support them. So it's actually being able to support people and giving those families that peace of mind that their loved one is being really well cared for. And we want to do that good, like, you know, we want to have a really supportive community here on the island, I'm sure. So It's just it's just an excellent job, I think.
No, I think that the more I have heard about it over the last few months, talking to you and others as well, you think, I mean, they are. We used to go on about the services, hospitals, and fire service, and the police, and as well. And I think when it comes down to what they used to say, that they used to say there's four services, four important services. I think when you chuck in the carers as well, I think that's a service of its own.
And social workers and all these unsung heroes, I think, really.
And there's so many. And I know a little while ago we had Laura Godian in, and we were there was an event for a carers event that they put on.
Really nice.
And I don't think they've done this for the last couple of years.
Okay, yeah.
She actually stole my idea.
Did she?
And put on an event. And I think there should be some kind of carers day.
Yeah.
Every year, a Carers Day.
I wouldn't be surprised if there is a national Carers Day or an international Carers Day that we just need to tap into, because there's so many. You know, the social work week or social care week or something like that. I think March-ish time. There's so many things that we should probably be tapping into that there's such a market for. But it's nice to recognise the people in those jobs. It's nice to recognise, you know, the people receiving these services, and like just sing all the good stories about it, to be honest.
Yeah, too right. I mean, I don't mean, like, you know, when Boris Johnson was clapping everybody on a Thursday night. I don't mean that. I mean, like, have a proper event day where you say, right, I'm a carer, and that means I can get into all of these places for free today. If I want to go to somewhere, I'm going to get a free ice cream. You know, that sort of thing, where people say, they take their hats off to those people that are doing really good and solid work and hard work in our community.
Definitely.
And there's lots of them, isn't there?
There is.
So what are the chances of getting a job on the 16th of September?
Ooh, good question. It all depends on what you're coming in for, I suppose. Volunteering, probably quite easily. If you're looking for paid work, it's going to be really dependent on the organisations. So we do tend to have a digital jobs board that will be sort of on the wall as you walk in, where we put all the QR codes to all of the vendors, exhibitors, current recruitment websites, so you can, as you walk in the door, you can scan, I don't know, Right at Home or the council, and it will take you to a list of all of their current live vacancies. So you can then take that to that organisation stand and then talk to them about it, and, you know, get some more insight on it, and be a face to a, you know, to people looking for these sort of people. So
go in and have a little look, because I mean, so we've said this before. You might have a job and you might be miserable and you might be thinking, I don't know what to do. I just crack on because I've got a wage coming in. But you don't have to be miserable, and you could actually end up liking your job, or even better, loving your job.
Yep.
Just with a little sidestep to and take a different direction.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you find out. You won't know until you try. And let's be honest, if you turn up and come in and have a chat about it and you think, well, it's not really for me, I'll stay where I am, that's fine too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a good way to just double check, see what you're doing, and see whether you're happy with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you just go through some of those companies again that are turning
up? Yeah, of course I can. So from the council, we've obviously got our apprenticeships team, and we've got our children's services volunteering team going to be there. We've got PA notice boards. They were in with me promoting the last event. Our fostering, our children's fostering team are going to be there, and obviously our adult social care as well. And then we've got the Isle of Wight NHS Trust, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Health Services, NHS Professionals, and NHS Working Towards Wellbeing, which I think is more about employment support and mental health support in this sort of environment. So not necessarily looking for people to work for them, but being there as a support service for people looking for work.
Yeah.
Then we've got AGK, PBS for Right at Home, Trusted Home Care, Apex Prime Care and Sierra Care, Home Instead, Acorn Care, White Home Care, and then HDB College and the Isle of Wight College as well.
Right, a lot of caring going on, which we've discussed. Fostering, that sounds kind of interesting. Now, they are there to promote, they want people, more and more people to foster?
Yeah,
or
they tend to go to quite a lot of events, actually. All across the island, they have this really gorgeous pink and orange display. You cannot miss them. And they're just looking for more people for all sorts of, like, you know, foster caring, whether it's long-term or short-term, or all of that, respite. I think they're just looking for people to support.
Which, when you look at, I know the Isle of Wight, we've got quite a lot of kids that need fostering, but we haven't got enough foster carers.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we come in. And I think, you know, find out more about it. I know that I've spoken to people in the past and said, oh, you know, never had kids and so on, but I'd really like to help and I'd really like to foster kids. Find out. I've never met a foster parent yet that hasn't been touched by what they do.
Yeah.
And working with young people is such a gift.
Yeah.
And never disappointed. I know so many people, and so many people that have surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
With they've and I'll tell you, Ian, it's the best thing we've ever done.
I could imagine it's really rewarding, really, really rewarding.
Yeah. So if you want to know more about that,
come along.
So you mentioned the council and they mentioned apprentices.
Yeah, so our apprenticeship team will be there promoting all the sorts of apprenticeships that go on at the council. Obviously, we do advertise apprenticeships as and when they arise, but most of the time somebody comes into work at the council and then goes on an apprenticeship. So it's, you know, there's kind of both routes with the council.
Tell me about some of the apprenticeships that you do for the council.
Oh, good question. I know the one that I did, which was my HR apprenticeship.
Right.
And I think there's sort of admin apprenticeships. I'm pretty certain there's been some sort of social care apprenticeships or care and health apprenticeships in the past as well.
Yeah.
That's probably a question for our apprenticeships team as to everything, but I think there's been ICT courses, all sorts, really broad.
Well, let's talk about you, because obviously if you go down the road of, right, I want to work in HR, which you've done, done 5 years, and I know that ideally we'd love you to stay in the job.
Yep.
I sound like your boss now, don't I?
She's not here. You can take the place.
Ideally, I'd like you to stay in the job. But just say, for instance, if you were one of those people that are thinking about a career and I want to climb the ladder, so to speak, I dare say you can climb the ladder within the council as well. Mm-hmm. But if you've done a job like HR in a company or an organisation like the council, there are many things that are open to you in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I obviously understood the general gist of the council before I worked there, but now I've worked at and I've worked in HR and I've spoken to so many different departments and so many different teams, I've learned a lot more about the not so public teams and the teams that, you know, the whole analogy of a swan gracefully and the kicking legs underneath, that all the teams that are part of that big kicking legs motion, I didn't realise existed. And actually my skills probably could transfer to quite a lot of other teams. And the same for other teams to HR. And, you know, there is a lot of sort of sharing of knowledge and sideways movement and transferring teams or promotion from one team to a different team across the council. It's quite a big... not unitary, but it is unitary at the same time, if you know it. I'm not explaining that very well, but I know what I'm trying to get across. Transfer really well across, because your skills in one area do transfer to another area, and like the knowledge that you gain from working inside is just unbelievable.
So for some people, the 16th of September, pop in, it might change your life.
It might.
And wouldn't it be nice if it did?
Exactly.
It's a good opportunity. So we mentioned that anybody can come along. It's completely free. If you're looking for work or looking for a change of direction, or you're looking on behalf of a family member, pop in, get all the details. Do you need other, from the other side of the coin, all the organisations that are going to be there? Are there any spaces for any more?
Sadly not. We're now on a waiting list. We've got some people on a waiting list.
Is that popular?
It is very popular, yeah. So,
oh, good.
If one of these aren't there, there will be somebody else to take that place. So, yeah, it's really popular.
So you're missing out. So from the other side of the coin then, in the future when you do this, how do you, just say for instance I'm running a company and I can't get in and I want to come in, I want to be there.
Yep.
How do I get myself on the list?
Email me at if I have my email, wouldn't it? Or email careers@iow.gov.uk, and then myself or my team can pick that up and we'll basically put you on a priority list for the next event. If you couldn't make it to this event, because we want everybody to have a chance at coming along and, you know, showing what they've got as well.
Yeah, so be a part of it. I mean, say the more the merrier, the more people that want to give people opportunities and have opportunities and need assistance with it, then this is definitely the way forward. So the event takes place on the 16th of September. Just outline it again for us.
Yep, so it's Wednesday the 16th of September from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Lord Louis Library, which is in Newport in the bus station.
Fantastic. Hey, look, we haven't run out of time. We've still got loads. Have you got anything else you want to talk about? Because otherwise we've got to play some K-pop.
The only thing I do want to say, but it's not going to take up that much time, is if you are never going to remember the details, if you're like me and somebody saying it to you, you're never going to remember, go follow us on Facebook, go follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn. All of the details are being published on our Facebook and social media. So yeah, give the council a follow and you should see it. And okay, share it with your friends and family.
And just type in Isle of Wight Council.
Yeah, Isle of Wight Council.
And it's all there.
Or IOW Council. I'm sure both ways it will come up, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for coming. You're coming next month, aren't you?
Yes.
So what are we going to talk about? Are you going to bring a social worker with you? Because you said you're going to bring a social worker at some point.
Yeah, I need to try.
I know they're busy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I need to try and wrangle one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But you also let us know how the event went as well.
Yes, of course.
All right then, so we still ain't done enough talking, so we've got to play. I'm going to give you the choice. Bearing in mind she's still out there, she might get the amp with you on the way out, she might kick you in the shins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get the choice now. Stray Kids, which we've just found out is K-pop.
Yeah.
Okay, or you can have Billy Ocean, which is fabulous, from the 1970s. Love on Delivery, you will love it. It's a great track.
You know, I think I'm going to go with Stray Kids.
No.
I've never heard it. I want to hear it.
Oh,
first time.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thank you.
I'll see you in a month.